order for morning prayer daily throughout the year. I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me.
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent, and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swore in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Psalm 30. I will magnify thee, O Lord, for thou hast set me up,
and not made my foes to triumph over me.
O Lord my God, I cried unto thee,
and thou hast healed me.
Thou, Lord, hast brought my soul out of hell.
Thou hast kept my life from them that go down to the pit.
Sing praises unto the Lord, O ye saints of his,
and give thanks unto him for a remembrance of his holiness.
For his wrath endureth but the twinkling of an eye, and in his pleasure is life.
Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be removed.
Thou, Lord, of thy goodness hast made my hill so strong.
Thou didst turn thy face from me,
and I was troubled.
Then I cried unto thee, O Lord,
and gat me to my Lord right humbly.
What profit is there in my blood,
when I shall go down to the pit?
Shall the dust give thanks unto thee,
or shall it declare thy truth?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me.
Lord, be thou my helper.
Thou hast turned my heaviness into joy.
Thou hast put off my sackcloth, and girded me with gladness.
Therefore shall every good man sing of thy praise without ceasing.
O my God, I will give thanks unto thee for ever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, have I put my trust.
Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Bow down thine ear to me.
Make haste to deliver me.
And be thou my strong rock and house of defence,
that thou mayest save me.
For thou art my strong rock and my castle.
Be thou also my guide, and lead me for thy name's sake.
Draw me out of the net that they have laid privily for me.
For thou art my strength.
Into thy hands I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I have hated them that hold of superstitious vanities,
and my trust hath been in the Lord.
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy.
For thou hast considered my trouble, and hast known my soul in adversities.
Thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy,
but hast set my feet in a large room.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble,
and mine eye is consumed for very heaviness, yea, my soul and my body.
For my life is waxen old with heaviness,
and my years with mourning.
My strength faileth me because of mine iniquity,
and my bones are consumed.
I became a reproof among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours.
And they of mine acquaintance were afraid of me, and they that did see me without conveyed themselves from me.
I am clean forgotten, as a dead man out of mind.
I am become like a broken vessel.
For I have heard the blasphemy of the multitude.
And fear is on every side, while they conspire together against me, and take their counsel to take away my life.
But my hope hath been in thee, O Lord.
I have said, Thou art my God.
My time is in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies,
and from them that persecute me.
Show thy servant the light of thy countenance,
and save me for thy mercy's sake.
Let me not be confounded, O Lord, for I have called upon thee.
Let the ungodly be put to confusion, and be put to silence in the grave.
Let the lying lips be put to silence,
which cruelly, disdainfully, and despitefully speak against the righteous.
O, how plentiful is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee,
and that thou hast prepared for them that put their trust in thee, even before the sons of men.
Thou shalt hide them privily by thine own presence from the provoking of all men.
Thou shalt keep them secretly in thy tabernacle from the strife of tongues.
Thanks be to the Lord.
For he hath showed me marvellous great kindness in a strong city.
And when I made haste, I said,
I am cast out of the sight of thine eyes.
Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my prayer,
when I cried unto thee.
O, love the Lord, all ye his saints.
For the Lord preserveth them that are faithful, and plenteously rewardeth the proud doer.
Be strong, and he shall establish your heart.
All ye that put your trust in the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Here beginneth the 12th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles.
When the rule of Rehoboam was established and he was strong, he abandoned the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. In the 5th year of King Rehoboam, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. And the people were without number who came with him from Egypt, Libyans, Succium, and Ethiopians. And he took the fortified cities of Judah and came as far as Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah, who had gathered at Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus says the Lord, You abandoned me, so I have abandoned you to the hand of Shishak. Then the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, The Lord is righteous. When the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah. They have humbled themselves, I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be servants to him, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem. He took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away the shields of gold that Solomon had made, and King Rehoboam made in their place shields of bronze, and committed them to the hands of the officers of the guard, who kept the door of the king's house. And as often as the king went into the house of the Lord, the guard came and carried them and brought them back to the guard room. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to make a complete destruction. Moreover, conditions were good in Judah. So King Rehoboam grew strong in Jerusalem and reigned. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city that the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite, and he did evil, for he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of Rehoboam, from first to last, are they not written in the chronicles of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer? There were continual wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, and Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place.
Here endeth the first lesson.
All ye works of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him for ever. O ye angels of the Lord,
Bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye heavens, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye waters that be above the firmament, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye powers of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye sun and moon, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye stars of heaven, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye showers and dew, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye winds of God, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye fire and heat, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye winter and summer, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye dews and frosts, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye frost and cold, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye ice and snow, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye nights and days, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye light and darkness, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye lightnings and clouds, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O let the earth bless the Lord, yea, let it praise him and magnify him forever. O ye mountains and hills, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye green things upon earth, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye wells, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye seas and floods, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O all ye fowls of the air, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O all ye beasts and cattle, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye children of men, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O let Israel bless the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye priests of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye servants of the Lord, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye spirits and souls of the righteous, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O ye holy and humble men of heart, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. O Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, bless ye the Lord, praise him and magnify him forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Here beginneth the 17th chapter of the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul at Berea also, they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him, as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him. And some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities," because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we are indeed his offspring.' Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." So Paul went out from their midst. But some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysus the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.
Here endeth the second lesson.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham, that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Highest, for thou shalt to go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give him knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sin, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save our rulers, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
O Almighty and most merciful God, of thy bountiful goodness keep us, we beseech thee, from all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready both in body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish those things that thou wouldst have done, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, Defend us, thy humble servants, in all the assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen.